Hello and welcome to the Webcert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Germany has passed a new law that means that social media sites must remove illegal content within 24 hours. Google has begun experimenting with a new virtual reality-based advertising format, and three quarters of Apple Wallet passes come from peer sharing. The German government has passed a law that means that social media companies will be fined if they do not remove obviously illegal content within 24 hours. Content that is illegal but is less obvious has a slightly longer deadline, 7 days. After this time, if the content is still online, the social network will be fined. The fine can range between 5 million and 50 million euros, depending on the severity of the offence. The law comes into effect in October this year and affects any social network with more than 2 million users in Germany. Facebook has commented on the ruling, saying that it agrees with the stance of the German government in attempting to fight online hate speech. In a statement, the company said the best solutions will be found when government, civil society and industry work together. However, the law has been criticised for its tight time limits. The German Justice Minister has defended this aspect of the law, saying that it had proven in the past that large platform operators would not fulfil their obligations without legal pressure. Google has begun experimenting with a new virtual reality-based advertising format. The system works by displaying a spinning cube within a VR app to attract the user's attention. Once the user looks at the cube, it'll react to the movement of the person's eyes before opening an advert in a large window. If the advert is then closed, it reduces into a cube once again before displaying a call to action. The company says that it's introduced the idea as a way of helping developers make money to fund VR apps. Google's internal workshop for experimental ideas, Area 120, says that VR ad formats should be easy for developers to implement, native to VR, flexible enough to customize, and useful and non-intrusive for users. Whilst this is only an experiment for the time being, Google says that it's an example of what native VR ads in the future may look like. New research has found that 75% of all retail passes within Apple Wallet are a result of peer-to-peer sharing. The data collected by Urban Airship found that for every retail or brand pass that is installed into an Apple Wallet, it's shared and added to 3.3 other devices on average. The CEO of Urban Airship commented that this showed that Apple had developed an effective means of business growth that lowered the cost of customer acquisition by offering an incredibly simple path for customer referrals and repeat business. He also added that this method was available to any business and that it's around 10 to 25 times cheaper than the production of physical loyalty cards. Coupons were also found to have a larger sharing rate than loyalty cards through digital wallets, whilst higher level brands were found to have higher sharing levels overall compared to lower level brands. Despite global growth, Australia is seeing a decline in ad blocker usage. A survey conducted by IAB Australia found that between October 2016 and the middle of 2017, ad blocking decreased in the country from 27 to 25% of all internet users. This trend was reinforced by data showing that the amount of people who had used the software in the past was growing from 14 to 17% in the same time period. According to respondents, the main reason for dropping ad blocking software was a desire to access content. When asked, 28% of ad blocker users said that they'd stopped using ad blockers because they sometimes stopped users from seeing some useful content. However, efforts by publishers themselves to decrease the technology's use was having little effect, with just over 20% saying they were influenced by publishers' methods. And finally, the Chinese tech giant Tencent has launched its own digital assistant. The voice assistant named Xiaowei enables the user to find weather reports, music, and news information whilst also implementing facial recognition. The product will put the company in direct competition with Baidu in the digital assistant market after the search company launched its own device earlier this year. Michael Wang, co-founder of Platform 88, a Chinese hardware services firm, also commented that Tencent could now even challenge Amazon Echo, as both companies try to extend their reach into European markets. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.